弟兄姊妹平安。
平安。
These two brothers sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
It's time to read our verses for today.
今天的经文还是在以弗所书第四章一到六节。
Verse for today is still book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 6.
我们一起来念这几节经文。我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
Let us read this together and brothers sisters. I will read singular verses and brothers sisters please read even verses.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
请大家念第二节。
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another, with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
一主一信一喜
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来低头祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let us pray.
在天父中，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因着主耶稣基督的救赎。我们得以成为你的儿女。
Because of Jesus Christ's salvation, we will become your children.
这是何等大的恩典。
Such a great blessing.
我们在地上有深深的父亲。
We have our biological father on the earth.
也有一些人想要称他的人民为他的子民，他自己做他们的慈父。
Some also want to call their citizens as their children and their father as father.
但是我们有你这位独一的真神为我们的父亲。
But we have you, the only true God, as our father.
这是何等让我们感恩的一件事情。
It is such an appreciation from us.
主啊，你赐给我们生命。
God, you gave us life.
你又在基督里重生了我们。
And you also gave us new life through Jesus Christ.
让我们可以得着永远的生命。
So that we can receive the eternal life.
你又天天担负我们的重担。
Every day you carry our burdens.
供应我们的需要。
Provide what we need.
引领我们的道路。
Lead us.
你也管教我们。
Also teach us.
让我们每一天就更像你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
So that every day we become more like Jesus Christ, your only son.
就求主你来帮助我们。
We pray that you help us.
让我们可以活出你儿女的样式来。
Let us be more like your children.
让我们将一切的荣耀都归给你自己。
We give all the glory to you.
就求主今天你亲自的在这里作王掌权。
We pray you to be the king for us.
掌管这个信息
control, watch over our message for today
掌管我们的心
control our heart
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的
praise in Jesus Christ's name Amen.
Amen. Amen 感谢主让我们可以继续的来传讲以弗所书的真理
praise the Lord we can continue to discuss the truth from the book of Ephesians
最近几个月我们一直围绕着第四章的第一到第六节在讲合一的这个话题。
In recent months, we have been discussing the concept of unity around the chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
特别是四到六节我们花了很多的时间来讲。
Especially verse 4 to 6, we spend a lot of time on that.
这是讲到合一的根据。
Those are the basis and foundation of unity.
教会的合一是三位一体的真神所成就的工作。
The unity of church is the work done by our God, the three persons in one.
所以我们看到第四节里是讲到圣灵的工作。
So in verse 4, is the work done by Holy Spirit.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望。
One body, one spirit, and one hope.
第五节讲到，合一是圣子耶稣基督的工作。
Verse 5 is work done by the Holy Son.
一主一信一洗。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
今天要讲的第六节是讲到我们同有一位父神。
Today we are going to talk about verse 6, which is we have one heavenly Father.
信主的人同为他的儿女。
People who believe in Christ are all children of God.
这是教会合一的根据。
This is the basis of the unity of church.
这个第六节是四到六节这部分内容的一个高峰。
The verse 6 is the climax of verse 4 to 6.
我们刚才讲到四到六节的顺序跟一般的顺序不太一样。
The order of verse 4 to 6 is different from the order we normally talk about.
当我们讲到神的三个位格的时候，一般顺序是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
When we discuss about the Trinity of God, the order is Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit.
但在讲到教会合一的工作的时候，四到六节这里的顺序是圣子、圣灵、圣子和圣父。
But the order for verse 4 to 6 is Holy Spirit, Holy Son, Holy Father.
为什么这里的顺序是这样呢？
Why the order is different?
因为在教会里面，弟兄姊妹最直接看到的是圣灵在我们中间的运行。
Because in church we can see obviously the Holy Spirit that have done the work in among us.
让我们在耶稣基督里面有合一。
So that we can unify under Jesus Christ.
最后呢是得以进到父面前。
At the very last, we are able to brought into God.
正如以弗所书二章十八节所说
just like Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18.
因为我们两下借着被他一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
那么接着有一个问题就是说，圣灵动工，让我们信耶稣就好了。为什么还要使我们得以进到父面前呢？
Then there is one question that if there is Holy Spirit, we only need to believe in Jesus Christ. Why do we need to be brought into our Father?
可能有些人会问说，我们不是基督教吗？信耶稣基督不就好了吗？
Some might say that we are Christians, isn't believing Jesus good enough?
为什么使我们到父面前是信耶稣的目的呢？
Why do we need to be brought and have access to the Father in order to believe in Christ?
保罗在另外一处哥林多前书八章六节里面讲到。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他。
Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live.
所以我们不仅是归于基督，也是要归于父神。
So that we are not only for him, for Jesus Christ, we also for our Heavenly Father.
哥罗西书一章二十八节也说，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，也把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ.
所以这里是说到传道人的一个任务，就是要将在基督里成熟的信徒献给父神。
Here is mentioned the duty of the minister is to brought those who believe in Christ to the Father.
所以这里告诉我们。我们信了耶稣是要被引到父神面前，献于父神作为馨香的祭物。
So from this verse, that we who believe in Christ need to be brought into the Father.
所以这个其实也是贯穿新约圣经的一个主题。
This is also carried throughout the entire New Testament.
即在神子基督耶稣里所成就的一切。最终是为了要荣耀父神。
Accomplishing everything through Jesus Christ in order to give glory to God.
God the Father.
God the Father.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他是完全顺服父神的旨意。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he 100% obeyed God's will.
所做一切都是为了荣耀父。
Everything he does is to glorify God the Father.
在约翰福音里面记了大概有100次左右。
There were about 100 times in the Gospel of John.
耶稣不断地提到自己是被父神差遣的。
Jesus continued to remind us that he has been sent by God.
做他喜悦的事情。
To do what God's pleased to do.
他不断地提醒门徒他所做的都是按照父神的意思。
He continued to remind his disciples that everything he does is for God's will.
都是为了荣耀父。
In order to glory God our Father.
而父也喜悦他，荣耀他。
God our Father is pleased with him, glorify him.
所以在这里我们就看到三位一体的独一真神，这三个位格之间合一而又有分别的奇妙的关系。
Here we see the Trinity of God the three persons are unified, but it's also different.
只有一位神。
We only have one God.
却有三个位格。
But three persons.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit.
三个位格之间是同等的。
Three persons are equal.
同质的。
Of the same nature.
同荣的。
Equally glorious.
但却有不同的次序和功能。
But have different orders and functions.
从次序上说，圣父在永恒里生了圣子。
By this order, the Holy Father has internally generated the Son.
注意这里的生不是造。
Please pay attention that birth here is not creation.
所以耶稣基督是永恒的神，不是被造的。
So Jesus Christ is the eternal God, is not a creation.
所以而是从起初在永恒里就被生的。
It's from the very beginning, Jesus Christ was generated internally.
没有开始也没有结束。
There is no beginning, there is no end.
而圣灵又是由圣父、圣子而出的。
And Holy Spirit is from Holy Father and Holy Son.
他也是永恒的神。
And also an eternal God.
他也不是被造。
It's not created. It's not a creation.
所以我们看到在这里有一个顺序。
So we see there is
有一个次序。
There is an order.
虽然他们都是同等同荣同质的，但是还是有一个次序。
Although they are equal, they are same in nature and equally glorious, but they are still they have an order and function.
那从功能上说，神的三个位格都参与了计划成就并施行救恩，但他们之间的分工却也有不同。
In terms of function.The three persons has participated in planning, accomplish, and executing the salvation, but they have different roles.
我们之前已经在以弗所书第一章里看到，天父预定救恩，神子舍身完成救恩，圣灵施行救恩。
In first chapter of the book of Ephesians, we already discussed that Heavenly Father predestinated the salvation, the Holy Son.Execute and sacrifice himself in order for us to be saved, and the Holy Spirit execute the salvation.
神子愿意谦卑顺服，遵循父神旨意，降卑为世人。
Holy Son is willing to be obedient and follow God's will and humble himself.
取了人性，成为人的样式。
Took up the human nature and flesh.
站在人的立场上。我们展示一个人应该如何完全顺服神的榜样。
And from human's perspective, he showed us how to be fully obedient to God.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他也是完全靠着圣灵的能力完成天父的旨意。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he is doing everything completely by relying on God and follow God's will.
而圣灵所行，也是为了荣耀神子。也是荣耀天父。
And the work done by the Holy Spirit is also to glorify the Holy Son, glorify our Heavenly Father.
所以这是对于，独一真神的三个位格之间的关系的一些简单的描述。
So this is a description of the three persons in one and the definition and the function of them.
当然，这是超越人理性的奥秘。
Of course, this is above our human knowledge and understanding.
人的言语没有办法完全的描述。
And it cannot be fully described by our common words.
我们是尽量根据圣经来做这样的 描述。
We'll try our best to explain according to the Bible.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
所以耶稣在地上的时候，他也不断教导门徒要荣耀天父。
So when Jesus Christ was on earth, he continued to teach his disciples to glorify God always.
比如在主耶稣的登山宝训里面。
For example, in the Sermon on the Mount.
他要门徒要有好行为。
He asked the, he teach the, disciples to have good actions.
要像天父那样完全。
To just be, perfect as God.
这样才能显出他们是天父的儿女。
So that we are his children.
这在马太福音五到七章里面记载。
Those are recorded in, Matthew chapter 5-7.
他也教导门徒向天父祷告。
He also teach his disciples to pray to God.
所以我们敬拜一开始的那个主导文，我们就是祷告，我们在天上的父。
So that in the beginning of our sermon, in our Lord's prayer, the first thing we start with is, our Heavenly Father.
所以你看到主也知道这个，次序。
So that you see God knows this order.
要我们来荣耀天父。
To have us to glorify Him.
所以回到这个以弗所书四章六节里面。讲到教会合一的时候，讲到第六章，我们归于为父神，这个是讲到教会合一的一个高峰。
So in, let's go back to verse 4-6. When we were talking about one Father, it's a climax of the unity of church.
所以让我们也借着这个机会来看这个圣经的教导，更加认识以神为我们的父是何等宝贵，让我们感恩的事情。
Let's use this opportunity to look in depth about those verses in order to understand that we are able to know our Heavenly Father, our God, which is very blessing, which is a very a big blessing and is such a creation.
我们先看第六节讲到，我们一神就是众人的父。
In verse 6, one God is the Father of all.
这里的众人啊，并不是指的是世界上所有的人。
Here, the all here is not everyone on this earth.
根据上下文，我们很清楚看到，这里指的是教会的弟兄姊妹，就是信主的，这些人。
From the context of the Bible, the verse here, we see this all is, means the everybody who believe in Jesus Christ.
虽然有的人想把它解释成世界上所有的人，但那是错误的解法，因为他们想要利用这个经文来推他们的普世论，也就是说世界上所有的人不管信不信耶稣都要得救的，那是错误的解经。
It's wrong for somebody on this earth in the society want to explain this all to be everyone on the earth. However, that is definitely wrong and they want tomanipulate this and to convey their own meaning towards people.
因为显然这保罗在之前是讲到教会里面的合一，然后呢，就算是在这节经文本身里面也讲到这位众人的父是住在众人之内的，而只有信主的人才有神住在他的里面。
So Paul again emphasized that the all here means everybody under Christ. He emphasizes through the verses again.
对于世界上其他的人，神在创造者、赋予生命者这个意义上，的确也是所有人的父。
To anyone else on this earth, when God, our Creator, created lives, He also become everybody's father.
但是，正如罗马书第一章告诉我们的，世人并不认这位天父。
Just like the first chapter in the book of Romans, people in this earth do not recognize our Heavenly Father.
不承认他，不尊荣他。
Not recognizing him, not glorifying him.
反而认贼作父，以魔鬼为父。
But regard the thief or their father, regard the Satan as their father.
在约翰福音八章四十四节里面，主耶稣就揭露那些法利赛人的父亲的父是魔鬼。
In a book of in the Gospel of John in chapter 8 verse 44, Jesus Christ has revealed and rebuked that the Pharisees had seen their father, the Satan as their father.
所以不认识上帝的人，他们和神是为敌的关系。
So for those who do not know God, they are enemies of God.
是在神的愤怒和咒诅之下。
It's under God's wrath and curse.
在属灵的意义上，神并不是他们的父亲。
In terms of the holiness, God is not their father.
那么为什么我们这些人可以称神为父亲呢？
Why are we as Christians can call our God as Father?
这完全是他自己的拣选和恩典。
It's all because he has chosen us, he blessed us.
我们回顾一下以弗所书二章十二节里面讲了我们信主之前的状态。
Let us go back to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12. Let's see what we were before we had faith in Christ.
他说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
换句话说，不认识神的人，在属灵上实际上是一个孤儿的状态，他是 fatherless 的。
In other words, people who do not know God.Are orphans and fatherless.
他们并不在神的家里面。
They are not in God's family.
我们知道，在旧约时代，神是以色列人的父，而外邦人、非以色列人并没有这个福分。
We all know that in the Old Testament, God is Israel's father. Is not Gentiles does not have this part of does not have this grace.
旧约圣经告诉我们。是神自己向以色列人显现，带领他们经历他的大能，从埃及到迦南地，亲自和他们建立着这个父子的关系。
In the Old Testament, God revealed Himself to the Israelites, lead them from Egypt to Canaan, and established this father-son relationship with the Israelites.
而在这个旧约圣经的启示里面，其实神已经将他自己作为父亲的这些品质都已经展现得非常的完全。
In the revelation from the Old Testament, God our Father has already showed his disposition and character as the one true God.
这个实在是以色列人的福分。
This is a grace to the Israelites.
这里呢我总结了大概有13点。看到这个天父怎么样来做他儿女的这个父亲。
Here we I summarize three main points as how God is our Father.
首先，他是创造者，他赋予他的儿女生命。
First, God is the Creator. He gave His children lives.
然后他是拯救者，救他的儿女出埃及的奴役，脱离这个罪恶的捆绑。
God is the Savior.Save his children from the slavery in Egypt, save the children from the bound of evil.
第三点，他是看顾者，他供应以色列人的需要，使他们一无所缺。
God is provider. He gave his children what they need, and children can live abundantly.
我们回想一下以色列人在旷野里面所经历的，他们需要食物的时候，神就赐下来玛拿。还有，有时候还会赐给他们肉吃。
In Exodus, Israel, when Israel asked for the food, God gave them manna and the meat.
而且这么多年里面，让他们的衣服没有穿坏，鞋也没有穿破。
And through the Exodus, Israel has enough, has the good clothes and shoes.
这是超自然的，完全的供应。
This is the provision from supernatural power.
神也是他儿女的保护者。
God is also our protector.
护卫他子民的安全。
Protect the life of his children.
当埃及的军兵追赶以色列人的时候，神就开红海，让以色列人过去，却将他们的追兵淹死在红海里面。
When the Egyptian army was catching up the Israelites, God divided the Red Sea and let his children pass.But has the Egyptian army immersed into the water in the sea?
他也是耶和华军队的元帅，使以色列人在迦南地能够击败仇敌。
He's also the king of Israel's Israelis, so that Israelis can overcome all the enemies in Canaan.
神也是他儿女的神也是主权者，他来确定儿女人生的方向。
God also has authority, can determine the guide children into the life direction.
教导他的儿女，应该如何敬拜真神，而且引导他们走这个旷野的路。
Teach his children how to glorify the true God.
他也是掌管者，他安排他儿女成长的环境。
God also control, is also the controller and control the control the condition we live in.
他也是全知者，他明白他儿女各样的需要，垂听儿女的祷告祈求。
God is omniscient. He knows his children need and also listen to his children's prayers.
他也是立法者，他颁布这个律法，确定神儿女家庭生活当中的规矩。
God is also the law creator. He created the rules for the Christian families.
他也是审判者，在他儿女当中施行公义。
He is God is also the judge. He does the righteousness among his children.
他也是管教者，他督导儿女健康成长。当儿女犯错的时候，他也管教他们。
God is also a teacher. Teach his children how to live in the right path.
他也是赏赐者，常给儿女丰富的恩典。
God also gave blessings and grace, gave his children abundant grace and blessings.
他也是施恩者，愿意赦免他儿女的过犯。
God has mercy, God willing to forgive our sins and wrongdoings.
他也是那位慈爱者，愿意常与他的儿女亲近。
God is kind, he's willing to have a close relationship with his children.
所以我们看到，在旧约的这个启示里面，我们看到这位父神的形象。是很完全。
So in the revelation of Old Testament, we see our Heavenly Father is perfect.
当然，这个圣经是用地上的这个可见的父子关系来比喻我们和他的之间关系。我们和神之间关系其实还可以好得更好，是地上所有的那些关系所不能够比较的。
In the Old Testament, in the Bible, we see a lot of parables to as like father-son relationship to describe the our father-son relationship with God, but the real relationship is more important, more significant than just that.
我们也看到，无论是在新约还是旧约，还用夫妻、朋友、主仆、君臣等地上各样可见的关系来比喻我们和神之间的关系。
In the Old Testament and New Testament, we see that. The Bible has used the relationship between husband and wife, among friends, master and servants, king and ministers to explain the relationship between us and God.
所以我们看到，如果你想来比较全面的了解天父他的这个品性，他跟我们之间关系，其实可能旧约会更有帮助。所以分割清旧约啊。认为旧约里面的神是严厉的，不近人情的，但是新约里面的神呢，又是慈爱的，那个观点显然是错误的。
So if you want to understand more about our relationship with God, we should look at the Old Testament. So there are some people who divide the Old Testament and from New Testament, saying that claiming that God in the Old Testament is very brutal, does not understand human feelings and. They claim the God in the New Testament is a perfect and kind God. This understanding is totally incorrect.
无论是旧约还是新约，都是同一位神，都是公义而又慈爱的天父。
Whether it's in Old Testament or the New Testament, God is the same God, and He is a righteousness. He is righteousness and perfect.
同样也通过旧约的启示，告诉我们，我们做神儿女的。应该是做到以下几点。
Also from the revelation from the Old Testament, as God's children, we need to do the following things.
首先第一点，做儿女的要像他的父亲。
Number one, we need to be like our father.
就是神的儿女应该像天父。
We need to be like our heavenly father.
这是神的心意， 这也塑造了以色列人的这个文化观念，也就是说，儿女应该和父亲有相同的品质。
This is God's will, and also it's a understanding from the Israelis that this is the same relationship sons or children have need to have with their father.
They should.Have the same nature.
This should have the same relationship nature.
这点在以色列人的观念里面是比较强调的。
This has been emphasized among Israelis.
说到谁是谁的儿子的时候，常常指的是这个儿子跟他父亲很像。
When they mention somebody is other's son or son, it indicates that the son is very looks a lot alike, is more like is very like their father.
所以主耶稣讲到自己是神的儿子，他其实是说他和父神是同质的。
When Jesus Christ said Jesus is God's son, he has the same quality with God.
所以当时的以色列人听见，就知道他在说啥，他其实就是宣称自己是神。
Back then when Israelis hear that, they know what Jesus is saying.And they know that Jesus is saying He is God.
所以，当讲到我们是神的儿女的时候，我们就应该有天父的这个性情，像他。
So when we were talking about we are children of God, we should be like Him.
像他那样圣洁公义而又有爱心。
Be like Him, to be righteousness and be kind.
所以这是第一点，第二点，做儿女要顺服天父。
That was the first point. The second point, as his children, we need to obey God.
所以当在旧约的时候，以色列人背逆天父的时候，就常常被先知所责备，说他们不是耶和华的儿女。
When in the Old Testament, Israelis disobey God, has been rebuked by the prophecy saying that they are not the children of God.
所以做儿女的要顺服天父。
So children need to obey God.
做儿女的也要信靠天父，真以他为依靠。
As God's children, we need to have faith in God and a 100% rely on God.
就像在一个家里面，小孩子是完全信靠他的父母，提供他一切的需要。
Just like in the families, children.Has relying on their parents and believing their parents.
当然，最后最重要的是要爱天父。
More importantly, we need to the most important thing is to love our heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣总结整个律法的要求，就是尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意，爱主你的神。
So Jesus concluded that we need to love our Father, heavenly Father, with all our heart, soul, with full strength and righteousness.
然后又要爱人如己。
And love your neighbors as yourself.
也就是爱父神家里的弟兄姊妹。
Which means to love one another in God's family.
这样呢才能来荣耀他。
In order to glorify God.
就像地上的儿女，若爱父亲，又彼此的相爱，就能够使父亲得到尊荣。
Just like in the family, if the children love themselves, then the father will be glorified.
所以。总结来说，在旧约里面，其实把这个天父父亲的这个形象，他的品质，以及做神儿女应该什么样的，其实已经交代得非常清楚。
So in the Old Testament, the Bible has explained how to become God's children.
可惜呢，以色列人中的大部分人，他既不像天父，又不顺服父，又不爱他，又不相信他，徒有儿女之名。却不是真儿女。
Unfortunately, most of the Israelis they do not like their father, they do not obey the heavenly father, doesn't love father, had no faith in the father, just have the title as God's children, but it's not real God's children.
只有少部分人才是神的真儿女。
Only a few of them is the true children of God.
所以圣经里说，以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的却不过是余数。
Although there are a lot of Israelis.But only a few are saved.
这里我们从以色列的历史可以得到几样教训。
We can have some lesson learned from the history of Israel.
就是人若靠着外面的行为，不靠着真心靠父神，是无法和神建立亲密的父子关系。
If people only rely on other stuff, not by relying on God, they cannot establish good close relationship with God.
若不是神自己的拣选，赐下信心，相信耶稣基督改变人生命，无论是以色列人还是非以色列人，都没有能够成为神真的儿女。
If not chosen by God, given faith by God, and changed life by God, nobody can whether it's Israel or Gentiles, can be saved and become God's children.
但是好消息就是在正如在以弗所书里面所告诉我们的，我们这些曾经远离父神，在神家之外的人，本来比以色列人更没有机会的外邦人，因着耶稣基督的救赎，竟然成了神的儿女。和以色列人可以同有一位父神，同是一家人。
The good news is, we as the Gentiles, used to not have the opportunity to become God's children, not like the Israelites, but now we have this opportunity to be saved, to be chosen by God, to become God's children, and to have the same Heavenly Father with Israelites and become the same family.
那这个是怎么发生的呢？圣经里当然很清楚地告诉我们，是神先爱了我们，他主动拣选我们，借着耶稣基督的宝血救赎，赦免我们的罪，让我们与他和好。
So how did this happen? So it's clear in the scripture that God loved us first and chosen us and saved us from Jesus Christ's blood and redeemed our sin so that we can become in good situation with God.
罗马书里面有几节经文讲得非常清楚。
There are some verses from the book of Romans.
罗马书五章八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
到十一节。
Verse 11.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled,Shall we be saved by his life?
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以，这个第八节讲了唯有基督。
So, verse 8 emphasizes only through Christ.
所以，唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才能回到父神面前，成为他的儿女。
So only through Jesus Christ we can become a children of God and go be in front of God.
正如老约翰所说的，没有子就没有父。
Just like what John said, without father there's no children.
Without son
there's no father. Nobody can know the father.
Okay, nobody can know the father.
因为唯有耶稣基督是神所喜悦的爱子。
Only Jesus Christ is God's beloved Son.
唯有他过了一个无罪的生活。
Only Jesus Christ has spent a sinless life.
唯有他作为一个完美的祭物，能够被父神所悦纳。
Only Christ is the perfect sacrifice, so that God is pleased with.
然后呢，圣灵也在这里面作为一个。引导的工作。
So, Holy Spirit has done guidance through this.
让我们成为神的儿女。
So that we become God's children.
罗马书八章十四到十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14 to 17.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫 阿爸父。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him.
而这个工作呢，不仅仅是在坐在我们一个两个人的身上。
This work done by the Holy Spirit is not just on one or two among us,
而是坐在所有神所拣选的人身上。
But to those who are chosen by God,
使我们众人都成为神的儿女。
So all to become the children of God,
让我们在耶稣基督里面成为弟兄姊妹。
So we can become brothers and sisters in Christ.
哥林多后书六章八节说：“我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。”这是全能的神说的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6-18, God said, I'm your father and you are my children.
希伯来书里面也告诉我们，耶稣基督要领按照神的旨意领许多的儿子进荣耀去。
Hebrews chapter 2:9, Jesus Christ will follow God's will and lead many people into glory.
所以在基督里面我们都成了神的儿女，神成我们共同的父亲。就像主告诉他的门徒说，我的父也就是你们的父。
So in Christ,We all become God's children, and God become our heavenly Father.
My father is your father.
My father is your father.
所以这是整个教会合一的一个根基。
So this is the basis of the foundation of the basis of unity of church.
那么在这个基础上呢，我们跟父神之间还可以有更亲密的一个关系。
So, based on this foundation, we can have even closer relationship with our Father, Heavenly Father.
因为我们的主耶稣给我们做了一个完美的榜样。
Because Jesus Christ has done a perfect example for us.
我们看到他和父之间的联系是何等紧密。
We see the closest relationship between Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father.
第一个，我们看到主耶稣和父神之间是有不断的、不间断的交通。他说他在父里面，父也在他里面。主耶稣有时候整夜祷告，特别是当他碰到重大的困难、诱惑，或者要做重大的事工的决定的时候。
We see there is an interrupted and continuous relationship between Jesus Christ and our Father. We see that in God, Jesus Christ is in God and God is in Christ.And we see that Jesus Christ has been praying through day and night, especially in times of difficulties, temptations, and major decisions.
第二，主耶稣他是完全仰望天父的供应和引导。
And the second point, Jesus Christ has fully looked up to our Heavenly Father for guidance and provisions.
他不为生活忧虑，知道天父必然供应。
He is not worried about his life.Knowing that God our Father will provide him.
他的事工也是完全按照天父的时间来安排。
And his ministries has been in accordance with God's time.
第三点，主耶稣也完全把自己交托在父神的手里。
Number three, Jesus Christ has surrendered himself into God's hand.
我们看到他的事工，他并不紧张人是否欢迎他，因为他深知，若不是天父吸引，没有人能到他那里去。
In his ministries, Jesus Christ is not concerned with whether he's welcomed by people because he believes that he knows that for anybody who is coming to him is brought by attracted by God our Father.
而天父交给他的一个都不会失落。
And those given by God will not be lost.
在他的十架牺牲上，他也知道天父必然担当他的苦痛。
On the cross, Jesus Christ knows that God will carry his burden.
虽然他在科西玛尼里面有挣扎，但是最终愿意顺服天父的旨意。
Although there are struggles in Gethsemane, he is willing to obey God's will.
他知道天父必然使他复活，胜过死亡和仇敌，也必然使他得荣耀。
He knows God will save him and resurrect him and help him overcome death and enemies and give glory to him.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们也都在耶稣基督里面，所以靠着他，我们和父神之间的关系也可以非常非常的紧密。
Brothers and sisters, because we are also in Jesus Christ, and by relying on God, we can have a close relationship with God as well.
我们继续看这个以弗所书第四章第六节里面，进一步来定义父神和我们之间的关系，就是超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Let's continue to discuss the chapter 4, verse 6. God is the Father above all, through all, and in all.
超乎众人之上，这是讲到神的主权。
God is above all is authority from God.
因为他是创造者，他是掌管者，他是王。
Because God is the creator, is our controller, authoritator, and he is the king.
因此我们要在思想和言行上敬拜他，顺服他和尊荣他。
So we need to praise him, follow him, praise him, glorify him in everything we do.
贯乎众人之中是讲到神的掌管和运行。
Through all means God's control and actions, functions.
告诉我们神在我们里面动工。
That God has work done in us.
也通过我们来做工。
And done his work through us.
圣经里告诉我们是圣灵在我们里面动工，其实也就是父神在我们里面工作。
And scripture told us Holy Spirit has done work through us, which also means God has done work in us.
因此我们生活和侍奉都要靠着神的能力。
So that we need to rely on God's mighty power to live our life and to serve God.
如果生活里面有见证，事工有果效，都是神的工作，荣耀都归给他。
If there are testimonies in life and there is a result from our ministries, it's all glory to God.
我们要常常祷告，求主洁净，让他在我们里面的工作没有罪的拦阻。
We need to always pray and pray God to clean us so that there is no hindrance when we serve our Lord.
那么贯乎众人之中也给我们一个确据。
Through all, also give us a proof.
就是知道神仍然时刻在工作。
Which is to know that God has continued doing work on us.
主耶稣说，我父做事到如今，我也做事。
Jesus Christ said, my Father has been doing, has been watching over to until now, and I also does the same.
无论这个世界如何变化，神仍然掌管。
No matter how the earth, how the society is changing, God still in control.
神仍然在他的教会当中运行。
God still doing his work among the churches.
至终要完成他的旨意。
And will fulfill his promise and will.
最后也讲到，父神是住在众人之内。
And lastly, he Paul said, God is in all.
这是告诉我们神与我们同在。
Which is saying that God is always with us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同住在我们里面。
Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit has lived in us all the time.
主耶稣在父神里。
Jesus Christ is in God.
父在他里面。
God is in Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里。
We are in Christ.
基督在我们里面。
Christ in us.
我们也在父神里。
We are also in God, our heavenly Father.
父神也在我们里面。
Our Father, our God, is also in us.
所以我们是在三一神里面完全的合一。
We are unified in the three persons in one.
最后一个总结。
Let us then we have the summary.
就是，教会可以在父神里面合一。
A church can unify in God.
既然同有一位父神，同有他的性情。
Since we have the same.God with the same characters.
既然我们是同一家的弟兄姊妹。
Since we are the we are brothers and sisters in the same family.
既然我们是一同敬拜父神，按照他的旨意服侍他，讨他喜悦。
Since we are together, we are serving the same God and please the same God.
我们就应该除去彼此之间的嫌隙。
We should bear one another in love.
彼此的忍耐，彼此相爱。
Love each other and bear one another in love.
一同的荣耀我们的父神。
And together we praise our Lord and glorify our Lord.
今天在我们当中的慕道朋友们。
Today for people who are in our church that listen to the sermon today.
你愿意信耶稣和我们一起成为神的儿女吗？
Would you like to accept Jesus Christ and become God's children with us?
我们刚才看到我们的父神是何等的伟大和美好。
We see how great and kind and perfect our God is.
他是创造者，他是拯救者。他是看顾者，他是保护者，他有主权，他是掌管者，他是全知者，他是立法者，他是审判者，他是管教者，他是赏赐者，他是施恩者，他是慈爱者。
He is the creator, he is the savior, he is the caregiver, he is the protector, he is the authoritator, he is the controller, he is omniscient, he is the lawmaker, he is the judge, he is the teacher.He gave us grace. He gave us. He is kind. He gave us blessing.
他远超过我们的深深的父亲。
He is all. Is far, far above our biological father.
他远超过那些称自己为他子民的父，要做人家大大的人。
He is far over the people, the person who want to be the father of all on this earth.
曾经有人。称自己为他人民的慈父。
So there is somebody used to call himself to be the kind father of all the citizens.
这个人已经永远在世界上消失了。
He's disappeared from this earth.
还有人要冒这个父的名的，将来必要受到神的审判。
And whoever want to become this father on this earth will be judged by our heavenly father.
而我们信靠天父的，就必有永生。
And for those, for us who believe in our Heavenly Father, will have eternal life.
那我们当中做基督徒的，你清楚自己是神的儿女吗
？And those among us who are Christians, do you understand that we are God's children?
你有没有活出神儿女的这个地位
？Have you lived a life just like God's children?
你有没有和天父有亲密的关系
？Do you have a close relationship with God？
有没有从他那里得着各样属灵的福气
？Do you have the blessings and a grace from God？
愿神的圣灵来催促你，不要活得像浪子，不要浪费做神儿女的福气。
We pray that God's Holy Spirit can teach you and guide you in order to not waste your time and life。
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们本来都是罪人。
We are sinners.
与你为敌的。
We were enemies of you.
与神无关，在神家之外的。
We have nothing. We have nothing to do with God, and is outside of God's family.
但是你却来寻找我们。
But you chosen. You find us.
用你。独生爱子的血来洗净了我们
，and clean us by the blood of your beloved Son Jesus Christ，
让我们可以与他一同得到儿子的名分
，so that we can have the same status as him。
主啊，这是何等的恩典
！Dear Lord， this is such a great blessing。
主啊，我们没有办法报答
，so we cannot pay back。
就求主你来帮助我们，将我们身心灵都献上。
So we pray that please help us so that we can give all surrender all to you.
当作活祭。
To be as sacrifice.
为你而活。
And live for you.
来荣耀你。
And glorify you.
正如我们所常常祷告的。
Just like we normally prayed.
让我们的生命可以为你做见证。
To have our life can be the testimony for you.
使人都能够荣耀你的名。
So that everybody can glorify your name.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
心情绪上回应这个 face result or response time。